Hey everyone, this is Christine. I'm with South Dakota Auto Dealers Association and South Dakota Trucking Association. This is your Driveline podcast. Today, I'm so excited to share a special guest with you and new partner, endorsed partner of South Dakota Auto Dealers, Amberlee Allen. She is the managing partner. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about surcharging, what it looks like, and how her services can help your dealerships.
Yeah, thanks so much, Christine. Thrilled to be a part of the association and to get to spend some time with you.
Thanks so much, Amberlee, for the invite. Appreciate it. Happy to be here and super excited about our new partnership and how you can help our dealerships. I want to talk a little bit about what is Dealer Merchant Services? Who are you? Where did you come from? Where did you start? And really just give me the 101, like, can you tell me about Dealer Merchant Services and what you do?
Sure. So I started Dealer Merchant Services right before COVID in 2020, but I've been working with dealers for the last 22 years. I've been in and around the car business for a really long time. My team consists of automotive professionals. We have 350 plus years on our team at Dealer Merchant Services, but we help dealers pass along their credit card fees. We help them do this within compliance, within card brand regulations, state regulations, but most importantly, we help dealers pass along that fee without disrupting the customer experience. So we have nearly 800 stores in 43 states right now. So there is not another merchant provider out there that really understands how to do surcharging with automotive and truck dealers like we do.
Wow, that's great. And you've grown so fast, which is kind of
amazing. We have.
Yeah.
Dealers are realizing that they can save this money, and also making sure that they're doing it the right way has really been part of our growth. Almost all of our dealers have been referral based. So that's all from them telling their colleagues in the space what we can do for them. So $37 million, I think, is the total we've saved the dealer body so far.
That's not just chump change, you know?
That's
some real dollars for dealerships, and you're able to expand your dealership, hire maybe another person.
Absolutely. We've had some dealers even be able to pay a mortgage on a new body shop. They've increased minimum wage for their staff, so they've got better employee retention, better insurance for their staff. I mean, it really turns into real resources for their store as opposed to paying for their customers' trips to Hawaii and things like that.
Right, right. Well, and that goes into one of the things that you said about understanding the legal compliance requirements. You know, not every state is the same. We know some states don't allow this, as we've talked before. But when it comes to surcharging, what are the legal compliance requirements, especially here in South Dakota? What does that look like for people, and how hard is it? Is there a lot of risk behind it?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's a lot of risk if they do it the right way. So they definitely want to choose a partner that knows how to do it. One of the biggest pieces of this is they can't just add a 3% credit card surcharge to their repair order or to their buyer's orders. It has to actually be with a third-party partner, so a partner like us, that can provide all of the components in place to make sure that they're doing it the right way. So first, they cannot profit in any way from the additional 3%. And then we'll also make sure they have signage. So they need to have signage at the cashier and the entry point. Now, of course, we'll provide all of that signage. And then using a third-party processor, so a partner like us that can ensure that those first two things are happening so that they're not profiting, that they have the right signage. But also for us, we take it one step further. We're in each and every one of these stores that we launch, making sure that their staff has the right word tracking, knows how to communicate this the right way to their customers. We've trained and certified 14,000 dealership employees on a compliance surcharge program. So that word tracking, to me, I feel like sometimes it gets missed from other merchant providers because they don't understand how important it is to communicate it to their customers the right way.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. And I think a lot like what you said is recouping.
Yes.
Surcharge. It's an expense to each dealership to have this. And so to recoup that, you're just getting their money back essentially for it.
That's right. And I mean, for every dealer, a good rule of thumb is for every $10,000 they're spending, they could save $84,000 a year, just over $250,000 over 3 years in net profit savings. And so for us, we have a very extensive checklist to make sure that the dealership is doing it the right way. But also a lot of stores will ask us, well, what about extended warranties? They only pay us on a temporary card. We have a process for those. What about wholesale parts? We may lose this wholesale parts customer if we charge a surcharge. So we have ways in which we can help dealerships roll it out. That's because we understand automotive. And it's so much more complex than just a taco shop or a sandwich shop. You really have to understand the complexities of it.
Yeah, and because there are a lot of partnerships with that, whether you're talking parts, labor, service, warranty, a traditional sale, there's so many details that go behind it. And so having someone like you, having your expertise come in is really, really critical. So tell me a little bit, you know, the golden question. We know there's a lot of people in your space.
Sure. So
why is DMS better? How are you different? How are you different from other folks that maybe provide this service?
Sure. Well, it's a great question. I would tell you that when we went down this path, dealers had questions, again, about legal, about compliance, about training, right? They never wanted to trip over dollars to pick up pennies as it pertained to their customers and their customer experience. And so we really only focus on car and truck dealers. We've got RV dealers, motorsports, you know, things like that. So we really understand the complexity of a business like this, because if you're taking payments in all these different departments, then also all of those departments are affected by this change. Right. And so we have very specific processes for the accounting department. Again, we have the word tracking, we have the compliance piece of it. We've got all of the disclaimers and every component of that, but it's because we focus on automotive. You know, having just any merchant provider, even some of the big ones, Bank of America or Wells Fargo, they are just now starting to understand this. And so you don't want to be their guinea pig as it pertains to helping them understand the car business, right? It is complex. And so if a dealer today is looking at surcharging specifically, it's because Dealer Merchant Services has created a space and a process for this to be an easy opportunity. So certainly there's other merchant providers out there that handle automotive and also handle surcharging. But there's nobody else that has launched as many surcharging dealerships as we have.
Right. Okay. So in South Dakota, we're not always quick for change. We like others to do it and figure it out and make sure that the process is really seamless. So what if they're not ready to pass along these fees? What can you do to provide dealers information, tools to get them to that level?
Well, what we've found in the thousands of credit card processing statements that we've looked at is that there's a lot of hidden fees. There's a lot of fine print that they've raised their prices or they're charging them all kinds of fees that they didn't know about. So I think first things first, outside of surcharging, we want your dealers to lean on us as a resource to make sure they understand what they're spending with their current provider, right? What is their effective rate? I would tell you 999 times out of 1,000, I've found hidden fees that they weren't aware of. And they could be playing golf with their banker every week and they just didn't know it, right? It's not something that's in the forefront of their mind. And these fees get debited at the end of the month when their controllers are the busiest. There's not a line item on the financial statement. But we even had a dealer that their merchant processor raised their rates. And if they continued to process credit cards, then they agreed to the rate increase. I mean,
oh my gosh.
The way that they're going about these kind of sneaky ways in which they increase their prices and raise their rates. So for us, just let us look at them, right? And take a second look, make sure somebody's looking at these fees, and then we can arm you with the right data, arm your dealers with the right data, whether they stay with their current provider, or they can even see what they could change, what they could save on a surcharge. The other thing I would say is in finance, that's where you get the least amount of pushback in a surcharge. So a lot of our stores that are a little trepidatious or cautious, they'll start just in finance and then they can move to parts and service if they want to or when they want to.
So they can do an incremental approach.
They absolutely can.
Stick their toe in the water a little bit and then maybe see if they want to jump in.
That's right. And I would also recommend that they talk to a bunch of our other dealers, right? I mean, don't take our word for it. Talk to their colleagues in the space that have said, what does it look like to work with Dealer Merchant Services or a surcharge specifically? And I would caution them to understand, how does it work when you're training your staff the right way? Because a lot of companies will just turn this on and wish them good luck. Well, automotive is just a different animal.
It really is. It really is. So, okay, one of the things that we do in South Dakota, because we're a small state and we might not have all the rooftops that some of my neighboring states might have, we've seen a lot of consolidation in South Dakota. And so in South Dakota Auto Dealers, we welcome RV dealerships, power sports.
Absolutely.
Can you help those guys?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of heavy trucking rooftops. So we have a lot of heavy trucking dealers. We have Harley-Davidson dealers. We've got RV dealers, motorsports. basically anything with an engine, right? You know, the complexity of it and the way that we can customize it for their store and what makes the most sense for them, that really is where we can help them. And I think, again, making them aware of what they're spending, but then all we have to do is we can handle the accounting for them and the reporting and all of that. So we would love to work with all of your different stores, RV, motorsports, Harley, motorcycles, all of it.
Right, right. And that's great news for our additional members, because oftentimes some of the programs that we do offer maybe are just geared towards one area. And so being able to offer our RV dealerships, power sports, heavy trucks, independents, and franchise dealerships is really a great option and opportunity for them to put some money back into their pocket and maybe even expand to a new dealership or whatever that is that looks like to them.
Absolutely. And it would be a privilege to get to work with them. If we don't have a specific way in which we do it, if there's somebody else, we can always customize it for them. So happy to navigate that for sure.
That's great. That's great. All right. What's next for Dealer Merchant Services? What's next on your horizon? I know you guys are hustling like crazy. I know you're working with a bunch of states. There's always something going on with Dealer Merchant Services.
Well, it's such a privilege to work with dealers and really be a part of this community. And, you know, now South Dakota, we anticipate that we'll really start to nurture these relationships with you, with your dealers, make sure they understand they really have a vendor partner in us. And from there, you know, world domination is about all I know how to do, right? So we anticipate having 10% of the market share across the country over the next 12 to 18 months. So another 1,200 rooftops we anticipate just based on our current trajectory. So fast and furious, but that's the way I like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I see you moving all the time, especially.
So right. I'm lucky.
We appreciate about it. So thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to get you in front of some of our dealers.
Absolutely.
I know we've had a couple that have brought you to me.
Thankfully.
I'm working with. What can the association do with that? And so based on those relationships that you had formed, they brought you to me. And I really appreciate that and appreciate the partnership that we have to move forward and offer your services throughout the state of South Dakota.
Well, I want to be a resource however you need, Christine. So if your dealers just have questions about surcharging, we want to educate them on doing it the right way. If they have questions about us, if they want to talk to other dealers that we work with, just lean on me however you need as a resource. So I appreciate it so much.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.